Abortion is a perennial battle in the Kansas State House. But this year, lawmakers may kick it to your ballot. Kansans would be asked to decide whether women have a fundamental right to an abortion. Celia Yopis Jepson of the Kansas News Service explains.
The Kansas Bill of Rights says everyone has inalienable rights. So the Kansas Supreme Court ruled last year you have control over your own body and your own decisions about having kids, meaning you have the right to an abortion. It was a win for abortion rights advocates and abortion providers. But conservatives fear that restrictions they've put into law will disappear if the ruling stands. They want to change the state constitution to say abortion is not a right. The amendment is moving quickly through the state house, and anti-abortion activists are organizing, calling lawmakers, praying.
Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the unborn, we implore your powerful intercession at this most critical of times. Now that the Kansas Supreme Court has completely removed pro-life protections for
John
the unborn,
Holacek is coordinating a Kansas Rosary Crusade, asking Catholics in the state's four dioceses to recite prayers like this one.
And protect the sanctity of lives in our state.
No one's taking victory for granted.
And I don't think it's a slam dunk by any means, although Kansas has a reputation of being pro-life, that it would necessarily pass.
Republican leaders shepherded the proposal through committees last week on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Next, they need two-thirds majorities in both chambers.
We're still working on that. Legislators like to keep their votes close to the vest.
Chuck Weber is a lobbyist for the state's four Catholic bishops, and he thinks that bar is attainable.
You can be pro-choice as a legislator and still say, you know what, the American way is to decide things at the ballot box, and so I'm going to let the people of my district decide this question for themselves.
Republicans are aiming to get the amendment on the August primary ballot, which will also include a highly contested fight for the GOP U.S. Senate nomination. So critics are crying foul because more Kansans of all political stripes will turn out for the presidential election in November. More voters means the full spectrum of opinions, and surveys suggest half of Kansans actually have mixed feelings on abortion. They want it to be legal, but with restrictions. And abortion rights advocates hope that will help them defeat the amendment. So they've hit the phones.
Hi, is Dolores there?
Urging Kansans to action.
So I'm actually calling to see if you or Dolores would call Representative Pittman and ask him to vote no on the constitutional amendment.
Planned Parenthood Great Plains Votes is the organization's advocacy arm.
Everyone deserves protection under the Constitution. Even if, you know, you are in the minority, you are a woman who is seeking abortion.
Rachel Sweet is their lobbyist.
You should be protected just as anyone else in the state would be. Your rights should not be dependent on a vote of your peers, just because they might disagree with your decision.
Abortion restrictions in Kansas range from generally banning the procedure after 22 weeks of pregnancy to blocking private health insurance from covering it. Planned Parenthood argues the constitutional amendment is setting up a total ban on abortion. The amendment says lawmakers get to regulate abortion even in cases of rape or incest, or when a mom's life is at risk. But anti-abortion groups counter, read the amendment, it's not a ban. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson in Topeka.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.